This is the first of the Mind Over Matter Torsion Field MP3s. Remember, Mind Over Matter is a registered trademark of Tim Riefat. Anyone using it with regard to torsion fields and any sort of psychic consultancy is breaching intellectual property and trademark infringement, etc. We know that the Rothschild gangster thieves have suppressed all technology since the fall of the white race in 1945 to the Zionist Jewish scum. We know that the Nazis had experimented with real physics, and after the war this was all suppressed by the Russians as well. Remember, Stalin was a Jewish piece of Rothschild shit. And that since then, the human race has devolved massively, primarily because of the computer network. Computers are the most dangerous weapon system to humans, because usage of them matrixizes the humans and changes their information space from a 4D information space for a 1945 a human to a 2D information space for the slave Goyim population of the world, who now use computers. Luckily, they can also be used as a weapon of war to destroy the entire super user base of the computer network in the West. I don't have access to the Trojan horse sequestration worm programs for the Chinese or the Russians, simply because I haven't had a Bradley Manning or a Snowden from Russia or China to use to destroy the super users in Russia or China. But luckily, we've got Bradley Manning and Snowden, who can be used as the Trojan horse worm sequestration programs to completely eliminate all the super users of the West. Now, let's explain it. So when a human interacts with a computer, their quantum wave function is then quantum superimposed. We've got quantum superimposition of the human and the computer collapsing the quantum wave function. So the human goes from collapsing the quantum wave function to produce their local reality to a sequestered matrix human, where their reality is collapsed by the computer network. To put simply, if you put your day-to-day life on Twitter, Arsebook, and the rest of the social networking garbage, you're going to collapse the quantum wave function according to the computer network, because remember, all these matrix humans have their reality controlled by social networking and what's up on the computer. And of course, it's a permanent record of their life up on the computer network, so that once you're on Arsebook and Twitter, you can't become a Psy Master or a vampire and become fully malleable and go from a 2D observer to a 4D observer, that's the 1945 and before human, to the 5D observer, which of course is the Psy Master and the vampire, to a 6D and beyond God human, which of course is Tim Riefat, etc. So of course we know that the human has been changed by quantum mechanics. It's simply the Copenhagen interpretation that the observer collapses the quantum wave function to produce reality. if the observer is quantum superimposed with quantum superimposition with a computer, and the computer then links them with all the other garbage on the social networking site, and then puts a permanent record of everything they've done, delineating the parameters of the collapse of the quantum wave function on the computer network, then of course that human is going to be radically limited, because of course information is two-dimensional according to the physicist Van der Hooft and standard model physics now, but Van der Hooft was the first physicist to explain the physics of matrix space, and that it could be totally described by two dimensions. This, of course, is like a piece of paper. You write down what your reality is on Twitter, an arsebook, or on the NSA or GCHQ's computers, which have all the computer information about you. This then usurps your quantum collapse by observation of the quantum wave function, so that instead of you being able to produce your local reality, your local reality is produced by the computer network and the super users, the NSA, GCHQ, with the Jewish banking masters, control you. Simply put, you can't go from being a normal human in the matrix to become a non-matrix human like in the Matrix films, because the computer network has completely sequestered your observer, and that observer has been completely sequestered by a Trojan horse program. The Trojan horse program, of course, being Twitter, Arsebook, and all the insidious NSA programs that Snowden's been describing, which are, simply put, aren't there to simply observe that you don't become a terrorist. They're there to totally control your quantum wave function, to turn you into a slave matrix goyim to be controlled by the Jewish bankers. Now, why have I got explained at length this technology? Why? Well, thankfully, we've got Snowden, the American traitor, and Bradley Manning, the American traitor. These are super users. They've had access to the other side of the mirror, to the NSA GCHQ's information space, which is not available to the man in the street who uses Twitter and Arsebook and is a piece of shit scum. These are the controllers of the Matrix. Unfortunately for them, Snowden and Bradley Manning wanted to destroy them. So, of course, this allowed Tim Rifat to build a Trojan horse sequestration mind over matter torsion field program to totally destroy all the super users, from the Jewish bankers down to your lowly NSA grunt at Fort Meade. How do we use this? You simply put Snowden die on any sort of computer. This immediately accesses all the super users of the West. According to the Russians, there are 2 million homeland security vermin in America. In Britain, there must be at least a million super users, from the council vermin up to the GCHQ Rothschild vermin. All of these share the same quantum wave function as Snowden and Bradley Manning. Why? Well, of course, they're evil pieces of satanic shit. And according to nonlinear dynamics chaos theory, chaos is self-similar, so whatever level you look at it, it's the same. So that if you look at Zion and the Satanist West, that is the strange attractor of multiculturalism, if you are talking about it in terms of nonlinear dynamics. But if you get a microscope and look at it, it's self-similar all the way down to the individual level, which is Snowden and Bradley Manning. So Snowden and Bradley Manning all are like a hologram. If you smash a hologram, you get the same picture. Just the image is more fuzzy the more you smash the hologram. But in nonlinear dynamics, it isn't fuzzy. It's self-similar. It's a perfect model of the macroscopic entity. So in fact, Snowden, who wants to destroy super users, and Bradley Manning, who wants to destroy the super users, are two Trojan horse access points who can then infect the entire Rothschild super users from the Rothschilds downwards with the program to destroy themselves. And thankfully, we've got Bradley Manning and Snowden, who of course allow you to redouble it, which means that if they try and switch off Bradley Manning, Snowden reboots Bradley Manning. If they try and switch off the Bradley Manning Trojan horse, the Snowden Trojan horse is rebooted. This is called redoubling. It's something that physics doesn't understand, because of course we haven't had any development of physics since 1945, basically because it's too dangerous for the Rothschild alien intradimensionals. But simply put, if you put Snowden die up on any computer, or you just say Snowden die to any of the loudspeakers on the police cameras or the microphones in your television, which of course are digitally photographing and listening into your any room that's got a television or a skybox, this of course will automatically cause the NSA, GCHQ, Rothschild Jewish scum to die. And of course you can add to this by saying Snowden die, and then put the parameters, which is Jewish bankers commit self-suicide and destroy Zion, they start World War III, or the Jewish bankers get cancer, or the Jewish bankers get heart attacks or strokes, or the Jewish bankers, all their children become deformed, twisted piece of radiation garbage mutants from Fukushima. You can put anything you like. That's the good thing about a Trojan program. And that means then that the computer network, which also quantum collapses the super user's reality, will then change their reality. And they won't be able to fight it, because we've got Bradley Manning and Snowden, who are cells of Zion, and in fact have turned cancerous. And what we're doing then is just making sure that the cancerous cells of Zion metastasize, spread throughout Zion, or if you wish to be into virology, they're Ebola viruses that turn the entire Zion into Ebola, causing Zion to bleed out of every orifice and its skin to rupture and bleed away. If you don't know about Ebola, it turns the body into a bleeding mass, and you just bleed out via every orifice. So we know that it's quite simple. You can put up on a screensaver Snowden die, and then what you want to happen to the super users, the Jewish bankers. You can put single pieces of vermin like Bernanke or Diamond or Nathaniel Rothschild or the Jew Cameron or his wife or his children, and you can put exactly what you want them to die from or be afflicted with, and the energy of the super users, all of that energy is used to collapse the quantum wave function to bring that into being. If you're a Russian and want to destroy Alexander, head of the NSA, you can put whatever you want to totally control Alexander and completely control his information space. If you're a PLA information and warfare officer, you can put the list of names of the NSA, which of course you got from Snowden, up on your computer space. Start it with Snowden die, put the list of names, put exactly the reality you want from the quantum wave function collapse, and end it with Bradley Manning die. This then delineates the parameters of the quantum wave function collapse. It's completely enclosed by the Bradley Manning Snowden die Trojan horses. And if you wish to use non-abelian mathematics to increase the damage, you can start with Bradley Manning die Put the list of targets, exactly what you want to happen to each of the targets, and then put some Snowden die at the end. It's rather like an integration where you wish to integrate the area under a curve, and you put the starting conditions and the finishing conditions. So, of course, non-mathematicians will be lost by now, but since you're lower than fungi, I don't care a shit about you. This is all about educating the military of the non-West to use the entire informational warfare capacity of the West to kill itself. You can control the Pentagon generals to do exactly what you want. You put Bradley Manning die, the list of Pentagon generals, and then just have under each Pentagon general exactly the behavior you wish to impose upon them, and then end it with Snowden die to use non-abelian mathematics. You can start again with Snowden die, put again what you want the Pentagon generals to do, and end with Bradley Manning die. If you're like myself, a white supremacist, you can put the Jewish race there. Netanyahu and the Israelis attack Iran. Iran gets destroyed with nuclear weapons, covers Israel with Cobalt 60, and the 7 million irradiated Jews destroy the entire medical force of the West. All the hospitals are turned into no-go Cobalt 60-ized radiation zones, and this leads to total race war where every Jew is torture vivisected to death. All the Arabs, blacks, gypsies, etc. are exterminated by the race war. You can put that there, and of course that will then be imposed upon the Jews, who of course detonate race war and of course exterminate themselves. So you can see that this is the most powerful informational warfare technology that's been revealed to the vermin of the 21st century. It really is very primitive quantum mechanical information space warfare, but you're so stupid, so devolved since 1945 that this is about all you can take. You just like killing single people, you can just put Snowden die. Your target, who has to be a super user, that means they have to be a council official, someone who has access to files that are not available to the public. So it could be a council worker, police officer, MP, congressman, senator, of course the Pentagon, NSA, GCHQ, MI5, MI6. And with this technology, you use their own energy, the energy of the super user, to collapse the quantum wave function, but sequestered to give them terminal cancer, terminal informational warfare cancer. So if, like myself, you're going to exterminate MI5, you just put Snowden die. MI5 are exterminated, their families and children are exterminated in the most brutal, vicious, nasty way imaginable. Bradley Manning die, repeat, Snowden die. This then uses the entire energy of MI5 to torture, murder themselves. And that, of course, is the part that anyone on the planet can use: the Chinese, Russians, North Koreans, Iranians, Sudanese, Venezuelans, Brazilians, South Africans. If you've got psychotronicgenerators.com, you can stick it up on psychotronicgenerators.com, use the entire computer network, the entire life force of the computer network to destroy all the super users of Zion, who of course control the quantum wave function collapse of Zion. So when you destroy the super users, you actually destroy all the population of the West, which is Canada, North America, the whole of the EU, Australia, New Zealand. All of these now are dog shit and are being terminated by this new form of warfare. And of course, You can't use it against the Russians or the Chinese because, unfortunately, they don't have a Bradley Manning or a Snowden who has been plastered across information space, who's been stuck up on Google, and, of course, who then can be used to destroy the West. So if I was the Chinese or Russians, I would make sure that anybody who tries to defect to the West and do a Snowden or a Bradley Manning is instantly executed because, of course, they're incredibly dangerous to Russia or China or North Korea or Iran. And they're so dangerous that it's worth dropping Vieca on the West if any of these vermin are given political asylum in the West. We know now that the West is dead thanks to Snowden and Bradley Manning. The entire computer network is being used to kill off the West via the super users. If you've got psychotronicgenerators.com, you can actually increase the capacity of the weapon system by using psychotronicgenerators.com. You can put Snowden die, who you want to kill up on a screensaver, and then Bradley Manning die, flash it to Bradley Manning die, who you want to kill, and then Snowden die up on a screensaver. You can make a voice file which you continually play at low levels near any speakers that's monitoring you for the super users, GCHQ, NSA, MI5, to kill them. And of course, remember, the stronger your enemy, the more energy they've got to collapse the quantum wave function. The bigger the quantum wave function manifestation, the more damage that the Snowden die, Bradley Manning die, mind over matter torsion field, fully trademarked by Tim Reed, that weapon system does. So if you're trying to destroy, for example, Zimbabwe with a Zimbabwe Snowden and a Zimbabwe Bradley Manning, the damage done will be much less because Zimbabwe's energy is quite small. But if you're doing it on Zion, which of course has tried to take over the energy supply of the planet and has made up quadrillions of dollars of energy, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years worth of world GDP out of thin air, then you can see that the damage done is not simply the fall of America, but with the quantitative easing matrix theft by the Rothschilds of the future of mankind's GDP, the Bradley Manning Snowden die, Bradley Manning mind over warfare, torsion field, trademark of Tim Rifat's technology, has such enormous energy that it lays waste to the West in the most incalculably vicious and nasty way possible. And if you listen to the Jeff French show showing that the Rothschild Jew invented multiculturalism and that multiculturalism is just a strange attractor very far from equilibrium, when you pop the bubble of the strange attractor using the Snowden die, Bradley Manning die, Bradley Manning die, Snowden die, or Bradley Manning die, Snowden die, Snowden die, Bradley Manning die. If you're into non-abelian mathematics, you'll understand what I'm whittling on about. Then, of course, the strange attractor's immediately popped. Multiculturalism collapses. We go back to the equilibrium position, which is one state of humans, tribalism, where whites only want whites in their country, and they throw out all the Jews, blacks, gypsies, Arabs, etc., in the most vicious and horrible way possible. So we know that the Snowden die, Bradley Manning die, Bradley Manning die, Snowden die, or start with Bradley Manning. This, of course, collapses the multiculturalism, which is the basis of Zion, and we have vicious race war where all the Jewish bankers are slaughtered like dogs, or if I have my way, publicly vivisected on pay-per-view over a period of years. because we want to get some profit out of these scum. We know that the end of Zion occurred with the inception of quantum wave function, informational warfare, and of course, if you think of it from the torsion field viewpoint, Bradley Manning and Snowden have a torsion field. This, of course, is the frequency of Zion. When, of course, you put this on a Jew killer, a couple of wires around a mountain, Earth resonance or Schumann resonance it, the DNA of all the NSA, GCHQ, council officials, police officers, you name it, is all shredded. When, of course, you're talking about quantum wave function collapse, this is pre-DNA. So, in fact, the observer information, the act of observation, collapses the quantum wave function. So you don't have to wrap a couple of wires around a mountain. You simply have the observer, which is you, putting up the Snowden die, Bradley Manning die program. You are then acting as the agent for the cancer of Snowden and Bradley Manning to start replicating in the body of Zion. Now, you don't need to put your own energy in. You're using the energy of the 40,000 NSA who are monitoring you 24/7, or the GCHQ vermin who are monitoring you 24/7. Their energy then is immediately sequestered to build the Bradley Manning Snowden die mind over matter torsion field, totally trademarked Tim Reflect technology, into a 40,000 unit cancer via Fort Meade, or thousands of unit cancer via GCHQ, thousands of cancer via MI5, MI6. This then increases because they, of course, pass it on to the 2 million Homeland Security. They then pass it on to the Jewish bankers, the Rothschilds. So you can see how it spreads. And, of course, the agent of transmission is, of course, yourself, who's observed by the super users. When they observe you, they kill themselves. I hope that MP3 was useful. There'll be plenty more about how Tim Reifert not only torture-murdered Satan, but torture-murdered Zion and the West, collapsed it into total race war, and slaughtered everyone but the whites. So, as I say, you'll find this most interesting, and pass it on, disseminate it, because the more you disseminate it, the more you spread it, the more you have it replicated, the more infectious it becomes, and the quicker Zion collapses into total race war, and the quicker the Jewish bankers are on pay-per-view being torture vivisected over a period of years with a family, children, etc. Thank you.